London calling. David here. Short and sweet tonight. Let's give the love to just one house. And a favorite moment on a favorite walk, and indeed a favorite memory. This is a house in Kensington. It's in Yonge Street. Yonge Street links High Street Kensington with Kensington Square. And I stop people in front of the house and talk about it a little bit. I say, don't be misled by these late Georgian bow-windowed fronts that ripple along here. They were added to the house in about 1805. The house is a good 110 years older than that. It's one of the oldest houses here in or just off the square. But I really stop you here because the greatest novel in the English language was penned in this pile of bricks and mortar. The War and Peace of English Lit, Thackeray's masterpiece, Vanity Fair. It was also while he was living here that he had that famous portrait painted. It's a very nice story. It was a half-length portrait. Thackeray was a member of an English gentleman's club, and there was a fellow member of that club, a cavalry officer. Thackeray didn't like this cavalry officer very much. He found him unbearably arrogant. Anyway, it had been much discussed at the club that Thackeray had commissioned a portrait. Everybody knew, including the cavalry officer, and they all knew that it was a half-length portrait, including the cavalry officer. Anyway, one day this cavalry officer asked Thackeray about the portrait. He said, "Thackeray, old man, I understand you're having your portrait painted. Full length?" Thackeray said, "No, it's just a half-length portrait." He said, "For a cavalry officer like yourself, you have to have a full-length portrait, because the important thing is to show the boots and the spurs. But for a writer, it's the other end of the man that matters." Winston Churchill lived and died in Kensington. The house where he died is maybe about 300 yards, just about due east of Thackeray's house. Now, Churchill shared Thackeray's opinion of the negligible mental capacities of English cavalry officers. Churchill once said, "I once met a cavalry officer who was so stupid, even his colleagues noticed." I was guiding that walk, it'd be about 2 years ago now, and at that point, a really pretty English rose with a mischievous look came rushing up to me. And she said, "I think I'd like you to know, Mr. Guide, that my husband is a cavalry officer. And he's at the back of the group there." I said, "Oh my God, I'm so sorry. I'll just pull my foot out of my mouth." She said, "Don't worry about a thing, darling. He didn't get it." And that's it from London tonight, from London Walks. Good night. Keep well. Come back soon. All the best.